What did you say to Dee Dee? What? Okay, it's all right. Did you ask Laura, Joanna, how are you?
I'm
okay.
Yeah. Come here!
She was yelling, "How are you?" Which is why I turned this on.
Daddy, bite my toe.
He bit your toe?
Uh-huh.
He won't bite your toe, Laura.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
Bite it. Bite it.
Stay here, sweetie. Okay,
let me
climb up on your chair.
Come on. I can't go up.
Hey, you're saying ain't I today. Joanna and Jack, otherwise we'll be finished. Laura, wait for them. Please wait, Laura. Laura, yeah, please wait for them, because you'll be done before they start, otherwise.
Coming?
What?
Coming, Mama?
Yes, I'm coming. How you doing, honey? You're not, huh?
Oh, breakfast. Just constantly irritated.
He's a dentist.
But I don't think I can.
Well, it'll be nice and quiet here now.
Why can't it be nice and quiet?
You want to be at work. You know, it causes you a great deal of pain, obviously, you can't.
No, it's
examined.
You know?
Daddy, what?
I don't know, because I've never been hurt in my eye. No.
One day I really got hair on my eye. Catholic
religion. And you need a doctor can help me.
Yeah, maybe he can put something in. Yeah.
But I can't,
Well,
I can't take the chance.
The shower!
Cancel out at 10 o'clock. I can't take the shower. when my patients are.
What techniques do you have?
I don't know.
Chamber.
How many do you have to see this morning?
Chamber. Mama, chamber.
You're going to take a shower.
Chamber. You do a big one in the afternoon?
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Yeah.
No. What do we worry about after breakfast?
What can you get you there in back? Oh, peanuts.
Ravens can
get you
there
at night. Well, I'm a
vegetable. Peanuts.
I'll have to leave and join our school to get some help.
No.
This one has corn.
One of my neighbors.
I never will today do what I did. Who might take you?
Doesn't matter where I am.
I can tell.
Yes, that's all I can tell.
This is a pad.
Yes.
This is a tie bag. This is a tie cool.
Tricycle?
Uh-huh.
Tricycle, okay.
This is a tie bag.
Uh-huh. No, the milk's not sour.
Can I have some milk?
Sure.
Go spill it. Go spill it, Jenny.
She won't spill it. She's a good...
She said pour it. I have to pour it, Laura. Because I want some to drink. What we can do.
What?
We can write down all the things we have to do today.
Mm-hmm.
I know you don't need one thing.
Where are you going,
sweetie?
Okay.
There's one thing I know we don't, two things I know we don't need. New clothes and new shoes.
Yeah, well, this afternoon something special is happening. Andy's coming to play with you. Because she couldn't come on Monday, so she's going to play with you this afternoon.
Jewelry. You know what Daddy said?
No.
Daddy said that some of all the mommies in my school are going to come over to my house today.
No, tomorrow night. A lot of the mommies from your school are coming to your house.
Well, I'll be asleep because I hate to hear yelling.
You'll be asleep. No, we won't yell.
And I hate to hear talking and I hate to hear arguments and I hate to hear chatting and I hate to hear anything when I'm falling asleep.
Okay, well, you fall asleep at 7. It's not happening until 8.
My dad can.
Disturbing.
Well, you know what? When I was asleep when you guys had your argument, then it woke me up and I heard all that talking.
But Joanna, sometimes Mommy and Daddy have to have a serious talk. All people sometimes have an argument. Even you, with your very best friend, sometimes have an argument. You and Devin sometimes have an argument. You and Erica sometimes have an argument.
Me and Erica never have an argument.
How could you have arguments?
We can never have arguments.
All people, Joanna, sometimes have a disagreement. There's no such thing as always, always, never, ever having a disagreement.
Yes, he remembers when Hillary baby came to our house.
One day a tiny baby did come, that's right.
Know what the baby was named?
Uh-huh.
What? What was the baby name, Mom?
Melinda. Melinda has been big now.
I bet she's a toddler.
Not a toddler, but she's bigger. Adam's baby must almost be a toddler.
Is Adam's baby older than Melinda?
Yes.
Think she could stand up now?
She might be trying.
Michael.
I remember a picture of me standing
there. I'm not
Look what's on the table.
I asked who was on my schedule. As it turns out, I'm not missing a bone marrow on the console.
I couldn't do them.
And I'm not missing anything else.
Cold cereal and
I don't like it.
Okay, please have it in the kitchen because I don't want to start a whole thing. No, Laura, Mother made a mistake. You asked for more cream cheese, and you like cream cheese, Laura. There's your syrup, cream cheese. What?
No.
Okay.
I'm having yogurt again, so maybe you can have a cup of yogurt.
Why don't you just take the yogurt drink part, Joanna? You don't really need the cereal part. You ate some of the cream cheese and bread. No, she's finished with breakfast. She got down from the table. Are you all finished? Okay, Joanne, bring her a little bowl too. It's not fair to let one of you do it and not the other. And I'll help her.
I can't even reach the bowl.
No matter what meal I serve now, I'm going to make a rule that the meal is the meal.
You know, it's funny, no matter what it is I make, nobody likes it.
I do.
I do.
I think from now on there's going to have to be a rule. Whatever the meal is, that's the meal for that day.
Do you want to go?
Would you get spoons, please?
Sue, do you have a babysitter for Saturday?
Yes. Why?
I just wanted to know.
Mrs. Clark.
Yeah, I wish Mrs. Clark would be tomorrow.
No, no worry.
Yes,
yes.
You take it, Sue.
I'll remind
her. Mama, take milk.
I gave you a spoon to fill in the
spoon.
Dr. Dieter, I hope you can perform some magic.
No, probably not. Something like that has to heal, but he must have something to put in it.
That's right.
Take away some of the discomfort.
Tomorrow is a day that, you know, nothing is crucial.
Tomorrow is a long day.
A lot of,
this is going to be a dark day tomorrow.
No.
A lot of my hematology. Mm-hmm. I don't know yet what I'll do, but tonight.
Probably go.
Yeah.
Get off of my tummy. Get off of my tummy.
What did you get over your tummy?
Milk.
Milk? Okay.
What makes tummy aches better?
I wonder if Susie is better. She's supposed to take Laura this morning. Unless I'll call her and I'll ask her.
Huh?
I'll call her and I will ask her.
If you can't, it doesn't matter if you don't work today.
I have to work, Joe.
It doesn't matter with me if
you work. It doesn't?
No.
She tries to be kind, Sue.
I see that she is.
I'm Maggie.
A nice girl, Sue.
I'm Maggie.
Trying to be kind.
Because you're worried about Daddy, it doesn't matter?
No.
Or it just doesn't matter if I don't work?
Just so you're mad because I don't want you to work.
Well, that's not what you said last time. Last time you were very happy I worked.
Just because there's some other troubles here in the family, you would sacrifice to have mommy.
I want to.
But that you really like mommy, then.
It's
special for you.
You always tell me it's special, Joe.
Well, I'm so big now, it's not
Daddy.
Special. But you may work if you want. You may
no,
work.
I work at your school for you. I do it because I think it's special for you. That's why I come and work at your school.
Sue thinks that you would be disappointed.
I think you would feel sad if everybody's mommy came and took a work day and your mommy didn't.
Well, Daddy's mommy doesn't.
Yeah, not every mommy does.
Almost every mommy does.
She's a colorless mommy doesn't.
I know.
Erica's mommy doesn't.
Yeah, Erica's mommy does.
And Christina sometimes doesn't.
Well, I thought you would be sad, so that's why.
Well.
And I kind of enjoy it. It's the one special thing that I do, just with Joanne, with no other member of the family. Just with Joe.
Okay.
I think I should do some one special thing with each person in the family. The special thing I do with Jack.
What special thing would you do?
Lie down?
No, it's okay.
Tylenol?
No, sure.
Oh, sure. If you're in pain, I'll get it for you.
No, I can get it. You think I should take it?
Honey, if you're in pain...
Sure, I won't see it for an hour and a half.
At least.
Hello?
Yeah.
I'll be right.
No.
We can take Laura to my school, then when Susie comes, she...
Well, I don't know if Susie's well. I might take Laura to Mrs. Gluck if Susie's not feeling well. And also, Judy said that Christopher was sick yesterday. Christopher is supposed to go to Susie. And I really don't want anyone to get sick. So I might call Mrs. Gluck.
No.
Well, Laura, do you want to go to Gluck's or to Susie's?
Mama.
Well, Mama has to go to Joanna's school today.
Mama, come.
It does. No, you can't come this morning. You have to go to either Gluck's or Susie's. Oh, I'm sorry, Joanna. You want to go to Gluck's or to Susie's?
No.
No? Well, no isn't babysitting this morning.
No.
Ah, sweetie, I'm sorry.
Where are you going now?
I'm
going
to sit here for a little while.
Oh, get the shirt.
At 8 o'clock, I'm going to put the radio on.
Yeah.
And, nothing.
Order milk, make basket, children, and self-dress.
I have an easy job.
Yeah. Don't write me down, because I'm already dressed.
I'm not writing the camera the list. Joanna, we're
going to
have eggs and
Canadian
bacon for
dinner. It's ironic, I would have had an easy day today.
Cushy day, and we had
an
afternoon to
do
something
else. Well, I know what we can do. What I was asking you and asking
you and Andy,
what we can do.
What? Your Andy's coming to visit. So.
I know that at
what?
Lunch time, when maybe we can have a picnic out at the observatory.
Not today.
Mommy!
Laura!
Just wondering whether I should take Laura to Mrs. Gluck.
Oh, call Susie and ask her how she is.
Yeah, well, the other problem is that Christopher is going there, and Judy told me yesterday that Christopher was sick.
Well...
Yeah.
Oldest. Unnecessary. That's silly, Joe. Isn't it silly, this whole thing?
Joe, we're going to get little cherries all over the house. If you lose them, you won't be able to do it again.
It's a silly thing to have happened to one.
What silly?
Don't turn the light on, Laura. That's the sun. That's the sunshine.
Sometimes, you know, when a minor thing like that is...
Yeah.
Doctor can do some magic. Really can. You know, find out exactly what it is, exactly how to...
No, Joanna, who fixed your eye?
mine.
Dr. Reisman.
When you went to sleep, I went to Kaiser Hospital because it kept getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And I went into the same room where you were. Remember, were you bed first? And I bumped into Dr. Reisman, who was working. You know Dr. Reisman?
Yeah.
And he said, "What?" He said, "What's the matter, Jack?" And I said, "Well, Laura Visa stuck her finger in my eye, and it's getting worse and worse and worse." And he said, "Well, let me look at it." So, instead of the regular doctor there looking at it, Dr. Reisman looked in, and he found that it was irritated. And then he called the eye doctor at home, and the eye doctor told him what he should do, and he did it, and he put this patch on, and then he told me this morning, I have to see, no salt, I have to see the eye doctor. So Dr. Reisman was very nice to me, because he was working.
He's very nice to me,
yes,
too.
And he usually doesn't see adults like me. He usually only sees children.
Well, I like him, too.
You like him, too? Hey. All right. No. That's enough cereal. That's enough of everything, Laura. Now, don't be a schwitz. Well, then get off and get and see.
Are you done, Laura? Let's not make bad messes this morning.
There. Oh, look how it's...
So then
the
other eyes.
Yes. Yeah, this one is
Can't.
I just
can't color
it.
Okay, well,
let me... I'll get you there shortly. Well, so you don't have to do anything except drive down the road.
Or I can call you in your office. I'm done at noon time.
Yes.
I'll call you in your office as I leave the nursery school.
I have several. Ooh. Thanks a lot, kid. Put on a new shirt.
We didn't wipe Beezer.
And I forgot to wipe Laura Beezer.
Laura Beezer,
you
have to put on a new shirt.
Why did I? Just to be nice.
Why? It was an accident when Laura Beezer put her finger in your eye. It was an accident, wasn't it, Beezer? Joe, would you finish up the note you had for?
Daddy loves Laura Beezer. Doesn't he? Oh, okay. What you did. I'm glad I put on a nice clean shirt.
Have to put on a nice dirty shirt now?
Who does Daddy love? Who does he love? Yes, the eyes hurt.
Leave it be.
Don't worry, Daddy.
Leave it
be.
That's what I think, too.
Don't worry, Daddy. You tell him not to worry. Tell him.
Tell Jack not to worry, Laura.
Don't worry.
You
don't
understand him. You understand.
Tell Daddy. Don't worry, Daddy. Everything will be all right. Everything will be all right, Laura Beezer.
Don't worry.
Don't
worry. Daddy, why did you have to put that patch on your eye?
Because I have trouble opening it. It hurts me when I open it. It's nothing serious. It's just the... It's just a great community.
Okay. Bubble. You want to hear the tape recorder, girls? Want to say goodbye to the recorder?